Welcome back to Tea with CTB, the home of the Champions of Europe podcast. Just a small reminder that Chelsea Football Club are the best team in Europe, and I guess we will be doing this for another year to come, right?
Right, for yes, sure, definitely. For sure.
And yeah, once
how again, are you, Mohit?
Yeah, I'm obviously good because we are the champions. And once again, we have our two legends with us, that is Karthik Bhai and Ruturaj Desai. So yeah, welcome back.
Hello, hello guys.
Hello guys. Yes,
we are back with another episode as we promised. We are back with the Euros. Euros start tomorrow as we are recording now. So the Euros start tomorrow and we are excited to bring you another episode of Tea with CTB.
Yeah, so lots to come in this episode, you know, about our thoughts, about the tournament, about Chelsea players in the tournament, our own predictions. So, yeah, be ready for a very good ride. And yeah, so yeah, let's start. Euros, man. Euro 2020, so, which is supposed to happen last year. Still Euro 2020. Achha wo naam badla nahi 2020. It feels odd. Very special tournament this is because we have 11 countries, I guess, this. It's all over Europe, so it's a proper European tournament. Although Baku is one of the venues, but other than that, baki sab Europe mein hai. So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
So yeah,
excited.
I'm so excited to see basically our squad going in there with huge numbers to the Euros. Of course, they were rested in the international friendlies that happened in the first week of June, but yeah, they would be ready to go by now. And we saw that against some friendlies that those were of Germany and Latvia. You saw how this was another Brazil game of the World Cup, reminiscence of the Brazil game, like how they thrashed them 7-1 again with our guys, German boys, Kai and Timo on the score sheet. So that was a great, amazing sight to see. So we have a lot of players on the European competition this time around. So you could see like there's Mateo Kovacic from Croatia, Andreas Christensen from Denmark, our England boys, Chilwell, Mount, James. We have in France, we have N'Golo Kante, Kurt Zouma, Olivier Giroud. Germany, we have Rudiger, Kai, Timo. In Italy, we have Jorginho and Emerson Palmieri. In Morocco, we have Hakim Ziyech and other friendlies that USA, we can say that Christian Pulisic was there. So all in all, this is a big, big statement that Chelsea's football club is making. Like there are so many players representing their countries on an international level. And as I read the last time, like 19 of the 25 men of the squad were in the Euros competition. And also not to mention our captain, Cesar Azpilicueta. It was also called up after a long time out of the national team. So yeah, this is an amazing thing. So what are your thoughts, Karthik, on this, the amount of players going in into Euros?
It's totally amazing, man. I mean, like 17 players going out from Chelsea, it's just awesome. I think only Man City have more players going out. I think they have 19 players or something going out from their team. So it's totally amazing because, you know, 17 players, it's awesome. And I think this is going to be a great tournament, I feel, because, you know, everyone is I've seen the groups right now. It's a really tough group, especially group F. F is the group of death. And I think that's going to be really awesome to see who qualifies from that group. So yeah, all in all, it'll be a great tournament. And I feel Chelsea players especially have a great chance to, you know, flourish and do well, especially England team mein jo hai wo log, because, you know, Mount, Chilwell and Reece, three players, those like have set really high standards for them for Chelsea this season. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see them. And then we also have Germany and France mein jo hai. Obviously, France mein we have N'Golo, which is, you know, he's like a great asset to their team. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting tournament. And especially to see Cesar Azpilicueta being called for the Euros this season is just truly, truly amazing feeling, because, you know, at this age, I think he's 31 now, 31, 32 or something like that. At this age, he's being called for, you know, playing for Spain. It's totally amazing, man. I mean, I didn't expect him to get selected, but yeah, here he's performing at the highest level. And yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, so this was an amazing week also for our one Chelsea man, that is Christian Pulisic. As you know, he won the United States of America, the CONCACAF Nations League. So the way they fought through, like they fought with Honduras, then again going into the final, you know, getting that goal, the ice cold top bin in the extra time, in the, you know, and shushing the Mexico fans. Who, how did you feel? Like Mohit, you must also have watched the highlights, I guess. So what are your thoughts on Christian Pulisic leading from the front at such a young age and being the captain of the
USA? Massive. It's massive for the United States. Mexico is, you know, without any doubt, North America's best team. That's Mexico. They defeated Germany in the World Cup. They were through the round of 16 in the World Cup. So that's what you're talking about. USA didn't even qualify last time. So it is a massive statement from the United States that they are back in football. And they have a star. They have a Champions League winner now. The first one. The first United States player to ever win a Champions League. That is Christian Pulisic. Just a kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania, like he says. So, yeah, really happy for him. Because he won two trophies in 2 weeks. And who won't want to do something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. But another concern that I have for now is, our academy boy Billy Gilmore, like he got substituted in the 45th minute due to some injury scare. So, what are thoughts on this competition as from a point of view of our squad starting in next season? Like, you have that injury scare always. So, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's disappointing obviously for Billy and his growth, because he got injured last season as well. You know, I mean, he was injured for a part of the start of last season. So obviously he's a kid and he needs to play. He needs to play now. So it is scary for him. And this is even bad for Scotland, because their midfield three was McTominay, Gilmore and Aston Villa guy. What's his name? Megan. So, you know, they lost a very important part of their midfield as far as Scotland are concerned. You know, Billy Gilmore. Yeah, but it's sad for, let's see, let's hope he find quick, and, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a fuck about Scotland, how they do, but Billy Gilmore is more important. Sorry, Scotland, you're not.
So we care about our players going into the next season, of course. We would hope like all our players come in well for the next season to start, and without any injuries. The injuries would be the least would be the last thing that we would expect after this Euros competition. Basically also not to special mention to Andreas Christensen, another clean sheet against one friendly against Bosnia Herzegovina. So due credit to him, like he turned up big time this season. So even he has been good for his international team. So this was all about the the international friendlies before the game, the squad that is going into the Chelsea that is the squad that is going into the Euros from Chelsea, and the updates that you have received over the past few weeks. So moving on, we have another segment called as you have a predictor. Like we are going to predict all this this competition together. And Mohit, over to you. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. So thanks to UEFA, something good they did for once. And they created this game of their own. Very matlab acha bana hai. Matlab kya bole abhi?
Yeah.
So we'll just view through the groups and then the knockout stages and all that good stuff. So let's start with Group A. We have Switzerland, Turkey, Wales and Italy in their group. You know, Italy being obviously a very good team. You know, some people's dark horse. I don't know why. How can you call Italy dark horses? Because they're so good. They have one of the few teams who actually have a good manager. Not many have that. And then there's Turkey. That's a team you can call it a dark horse or something. But let's go through it. So what are your predictions for Group A, lads?
So I think that Italy will of course come out on top. The main thing being Italy haven't lost a game from the last 25 fixtures. So they have come in strong. They have played those friendlies right. They have played well on that international stage. And I feel that Italy will be on top with our midfield conductor, Jorginho, being in there along with Emerson Palmieri. So I think Italy will top the group.
Yeah, Italy really decent team. Very good midfield they have. I guess they have Barella, they have Verratti, they have our own Jorginho. No, so that's and they have Ciro Immobile who always scores. He knows how to score goals. So, and then they have Chiesa. This is a very good team. And they have, most importantly, Roberto Mancini as manager. I guess one of the best managers in the tournament. So, yeah, Karthik, your take.
I'll agree with Rituraj here. Italy might finish first in the group. So, yeah, that's good. According to me, second, I will have to select Turkey. Because I really feel they have a good side, because I recently saw one or two games, like unka highlights dekha tha, man, I was pretty impressed, especially by their defense. Because I think they're like two center backs, I think Demiral and I think that Liverpool ka player Kabak. Those two have played really decent. So I feel Turkey, dark horses, like you said. I think Turkey, I'll have to go with Turkey in second place.
You know what? I agree with you here, because they have a decent manager and a good like system as well, like, who are very disciplined players. They play, and I guess three or four to five. They have a lot of players from one club in Turkey, so who always helps. You have people who know each other and who core hai. And then they have Hakan Çalhanoğlu, who's their main creative force. He's very good as well. So yeah, even I'm going to Turkey soon.
They even have a lesser man with them. Yeah, I'll go with Turkey in second. They have a pretty impressive defense. Great. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Third. Now it gets interesting a bit.
I'll go with Wales, because I don't know. I haven't really watched Switzerland ka games, but I feel Wales at least third to aane ka aukaad hai. Because, you know, I think that Daniel James and Gareth Bale, I think I have like 2-3 players. They have potential in the squad, but yeah, I'll go with third for Wales.
Okay. My thoughts would be like, I had doubts between Switzerland and Turkey, because Switzerland have been great at upsetting people. Like, they in the Nations League, you know, they defeated Belgium in the final stages of the tournament. So I guess Switzerland have also have a good chance with Shaqiri being in there, Xhaka being in there. You know, they have performed at the World Cup also. So I think like Switzerland will be there in the third position.
Yeah, for me too. And, because main reason is Wales manager is like shite. He's no good. His CV is just... Gix was their manager and we all know what happened with him. He got arrested. And then this guy came in just like 6 months ago something, and he doesn't know anything about management apparently. So that doesn't help. And then they have someone, Gareth Bale, who on his day is good. And if it's not his day, then... according to his preferences, I guess it's Wales, golf, and then Madrid, right? So I guess he'll play for Wales. So that is one thing. But then other than Bale, who do they have? Our guy, Ampadu, in midfield. That'll help. And they have, Ramsey, is he there? Yeah, he's there. Yeah.
Daniel James.
Yeah.
But then Switzerland have, you know, Shaqiri, Xhaka, Jan Sommer, goalkeeper, very good.
They have those match winners in them. Yeah, Switzerland, I must say.
Yeah, Europe, people who play in Champions League. So that is, you know, I'm going Switzerland and Wales. Nice. Yeah. Group B. Let's move on quick now. Here, interesting thing, Italy play all three games at Rome, so that helps. So yes, here Russia play two games at St. Petersburg. Do remember that. And Denmark play all three games at Copenhagen. I remember this as well. So yeah, what are your predictions now? Group B.
Yeah. So I have to go with Belgium. I have no doubts on that. I don't even want to debate on this, because they have their golden generation is still with them. Kevin De Bruyne, Thorgan Hazard, Romelu Lukaku, Eden Hazard if he's back from injury. So there's no shortage of big name players, big game players in them. So without a doubt, Belgium will be first.
Yeah, I guess we all can agree with this, right, Karthik?
Yeah, totally. Yes.
And I guess we can agree second place, Denmark as well.
Denmark.
Denmark, yes.
Sure.
I mean, that's a, they have a very good team, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, they have Schmeichel as goalkeeper. They have Khair. I don't know how to pronounce him. He's very good centre back. And then our guy, yeah. Champions League winner.
Champions League winner. And yeah.
Midfield, man, they have Delaney and another great guy.
Thomas Delaney is a pretty amazing defensive midfielder for that matter. So yeah, Denmark has a real good chance to qualify.
Eriksen as well, Christian Eriksen. Yeah,
so they have a really good squad.
Third
Russia
would be third.
We all agree that's nice.
Yeah,
I don't know how long that last, but so far, even in the group C, I guess there's only one team. Even though they have a very bad manager, I'll put that there. But
yeah,
I think they'll still be okay, right?
I'll put in Ukraine for a second, like, because I see a couple of players playing in
Ukraine.
Yeah.
Wow. Why Ukraine over Austria? I mean, Austria are decent as well. Austria's good part of their team are Bundesliga, like, first team players who play in that league.
Yeah, but that's again the RB. The RB organization, like, they only have those great players. Like, yeah, we know Erling Haaland came from there. But I don't think they have that much a good a chance over Ukraine, because I have seen players from Ukraine, like, it's be whether you see Zinchenko or anyone else, I've seen them play very well.
Okay. So I guess two words for Ukraine then, you too. Sorry, I have to put it there.
Yes.
Even though I go with Austria. Ukraine, they have our guy, former Chelsea man, Andrei Shevchenko as manager. So all the best to him. And one thing we can all agree with is North Macedonia will finish bottom.
Yeah.
Sorry, lads.
Yep.
So we come to England's group. And
yep.
We'll finish top here, England or Croatia.
Oh, this is a pretty difficult one.
I'll go with England.
Yeah, just keep in mind England play all three games at Wembley, and Scotland play two of their games at home at home too. So remember that.
So I think we can agree England to, you know, be first, right?
That's two people I'm putting. And I guess everyone will agree with Croatia in second.
Right. I was going to say Scotland, though. I think Scotland, yeah, no, I don't think so, because, you know, they have a good squad. But since here they have, it's a good squad, man. I feel they can go at least second, but Croatia, yeah, obviously they are a good squad, World Cup finalist. But
Scotland's first tournament in some 16-19 years, I guess.
Scotland second, yeah, right. Croatia second.
What is your take?
The top two is perfect. We can see England topping the group with the likes of, you know, so many players we are seeing in the Premier League playing so well for England. But Gareth Southgate needs to also make that man management right to get the squad get along with each other. And yeah, probably they'll make it with the group stage. So yeah, no doubts on that. And Croatia too, like Luka Modric, Kovacic, a couple of players will play quite well. Reach the finals of the World Cup, went deep into Nations League. So yeah, the top two is indisputable.
And what's your third team then?
I might as well go with Scotland and then Czech.
Yeah, sorry, Czech Republic. Czech Republic defeated England. And by the way, I won't be surprised if England finish third. I really won't be surprised if England draw against Croatia, draw against Scotland, beat Czech Republic and finish third or do something dodgy. I won't be surprised if that happens. We just, for prediction's sake, I guess even in Group E, we can agree with one team over here finishing top, right?
Yeah, just one. You know, Sweden again, had a chance.
I was going with Poland, but I guess Spain. I know that, like, Spain is going to be, but I was going to go with Poland because, you know, it's a good team. But yeah, Spain is obviously winners over there.
Yeah. And I guess second, then we can go with Poland, although they have a good history of not performing in tournaments. And Robert Lewandowski has a good history of just becoming a host in tournament. So even though with all that said, right, then I think they'll still do be all right. And then we can agree Sweden with third.
Sweden.
I would have debated for that second position if Zlatan would have been there. But yeah, even he is out of it. So yeah, nothing sort of a game changer in that group.
Below, and here below, we are. Top two. group of death. Keep in mind, Germany play three games in the Allianz Arena, Munich. You know, very special ground for us.
Wow.
But yeah, they play three games at home. So remember that. And yeah, the group of death. Here we go. Who's top for you all?
France, no doubt. France topping the group is for sure.
No, for me too, I guess it's France. Rituraj?
I would debate that Portugal is in a good position, you know, to fight for that pole position, because you look at the squad, look at the fluidity of the squad. You know, you have Felix, who won the league with the Atletico Madrid. You have Ronaldo, like one of the top three players in the world. And then you have Bruno Fernandes, who with all I might hate as much as I like, but you know he's a good player in that, creating chances for them. Then there's Bernardo Silva. So this squad is as good as this is as good as it was in the Nations League. This is the team that won the Nations League. So I would argue that Portugal might be finishing first, you know, to qualify. But yeah, against two against one, so we have to keep France. We cannot deny that France has won the World Cup too. There's N'Golo Kante in it, so there are probably 15 players playing them.
It's a tough one, you know. Anyone could actually do it, even Germany with all that thing, and even they could do it. I mean, it'll all depend on that France Portugal game, or France Germany, or even Portugal Germany. Okay, there are so many games in this group which this could depend on. One thing,
the squad depth.
Yeah, one thing we cannot agree is Hungary. Sorry, but
so sorry, but we know that this is going to happen.
Second and third. What's your take on this?
So just only for our Chelsea boys, I would say that Germany will finish second, because I have good faith in the German team. Germany second and Portugal third for me.
Yeah, I'm Karthik.
Okay, I'll go with Portugal second, because unka team, as Rituraj said, bahut achha hai, I feel. It's a, you know, depth kafi acha hai team ka, and you know, every position they have a player who has performed well in the past one or two seasons. So yeah, I'll go with Portugal second and Germany third.
No, this one is very tough, but I have to agree with Karthik here, because Germany, they did defeat Latvia 7-1, but let's be honest, they're in a mess. They got completely embarrassed by Spain, they lost to Ukraine.
But so, no offense to Germany, because Germany ka bhi team is really, really good. They can also, you know, be second. But yeah, I'll go with Portugal.
Yeah. For me, it is the managers who do it here. Even though Portugal have played underwhelming football too. But Joachim Löw is not really at what he was. So
true. And we never know how the mood is in the camp with, you know, him leaving after the Euros and Hansi Flick already joining in. So we never know what the temperament is around the camp. Yeah. So yeah, Germany are in a pretty much fragile position than Portugal. Yeah. So yeah, this is quite a fair bit one to agree with.
And Portugal's squad this time is sick. It's not like, you know, 10 years ago.
Man.
Exactly.
Bernardo Silva, João Felix, Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously. You have in midfield, you have Moutinho, Bruno Fernandes. Defense, maybe you have Ruben, what's his
name?
The Diaz.
Ruben Diaz.
Ruben Diaz. Jose Font, Pepe, and then, you know, fullbacks bhi itne must Cancelo hai. Arre, kya stacked team.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper bhi Rui Patricio. Arre, matlab, midfield mein Neves bhi hai. Arre, yaar, kya hi team hai.
Team is really, really good.
So, yeah. So that's our group prediction done. Who now? Four third best teams also go through. So,
yeah.
Name your four. Let's see. Name your four.
Yeah, Rituraj can start with that. I'll go second.
Oh, okay. This is like pretty fair. Like Germany would come first for me, followed by Switzerland. Then I would say Sweden and then Russia. So these four teams I'm going with.
Okay.
As we all discussed, like In the group stage, we have discussed all the qualities of all these teams. So gauging those qualities, those particular qualities, this is my order that I have decided to
do. Do remember the teams with the most points, and then if not points, then goals scored. Any goal difference in the goal scored, wo order mein hota hai. So I'll have to just check with some of the group, especially Austria wala. So I guess Austria, even if I think they'll get 3 points against North Macedonia. So 3 points should be enough. This is if a third place team is like below 3 points, aisa kuch to unka nahi hota. They should be alright. And even Russia should defeat Finland, right? And Switzerland, I don't know. Finland might not defeat Wales, unka 1 point ho sakta. Because Switzerland are not making it here, in my opinion. And then Scotland. No, I'm sorry. Czech Republic trophy ka sakta hai. Nahin, Austria yaar. This is mine then. What's Karthik about?
I'll go with Germany. Obviously, Germany is there. Germany and Sweden, yes. Sweden, Germany. And I'll go with Scotland. I would have gone with Scotland. Because again, I told you like group stage. Mein bol gaya tha. I really, you know, fancy their team to do well. That's the third team for me. And fourth team, I would have gone with Russia, yes. Russia is a good team, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we have one vote. So this is strange. Then what do we do? I guess I change it to Scotland, guys. Get a lot of
time. Yeah. Or we can ask Rituraj who he would want in Austria or Scotland.
Yeah, make a tiebreaker. Rituraj, do it.
Oh. So yeah, Scotland have a pretty good chance than Austria. So I'd go with Scotland for sure.
Scotland it is. We're putting them in the round of 16. Let's go. So dragging them to the round of 16, or should I say. And the first game here, round of 16, the Arey Bhai, tie mila hai. Okay, so you have two big teams here. Very difficult. Belgium or Germany. If I view details, where is it? From the stadium now. Seville, okay, so it's not in Munich. It's in Seville. Yeah, what do you think?
I'll go with Belgium.
Yeah, even I'll go with Belgium.
So we have two votes, so I guess mine doesn't matter. But I guess maybe Belgium is the other. So yeah.
Worst number one
Belgium ka. So, exactly, and Belgium ka bhi team, you know, like we talked about Portugal, Belgium ka bhi team utna hi achha hai, so you know, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have Italy and Ukraine. I guess we all can agree.
Yeah, Italy.
It's Italy going through.
I guess we all can agree. Yeah, even though this is at Bucharest, so.
I guess the knockout rounds become much easier than the group stages, man.
We can agree.
It's so easier.
Obviously, France, Russia, France has to go through. Croatia and Poland, I'll go with. Yeah, that's tough. I'll go with Croatia. Yeah.
Okay.
In Scotland, this is nice. I don't know.
We pushed Scotland through anyway, but so we cannot say Scotland explicitly.
This one will be at Hampden Park.
Oh wow! This can be some of our.
I'll go with Scotland. I would go with Scotland.
Yeah, but I'm still going with Spain. This could be one of those major, you know, upsets.
Right.
Upsets, yes.
And then we have a classic.
Wow.
A very, very historical game over the years. Bahut baar hua hai. Bahut lafda bhi hua hai ye game mein. And it is England v Portugal. What? And I guess it's at Wembley. Yeah, it is at Wembley. So, England's home.
Wow.
So, all that considered, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is really tough, but I think I'll go with Portugal here. You know, because again, the squad is just insane, and I feel England, you know, we know how they crack under pressure, and I feel Portugal go.
Yeah, Rituraj.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I'm even going with Portugal because you see that the Portugal team being more mature than the England team. The England team is still young. A lot of young players. Of course, we have Maguire, Sterling, like some sort of Harry Kane. Like they have those experienced players. But again, it's Gareth Southgate against the backlash coming in with his tactics. His tactics been questioned. And versus you have a team, you know, who has Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes. I said previously. So this is a more mature squad who has tasted victory in the past year with the Nations League. So I'll go with Portugal any day over England. Sorry to our Chelsea boys, but yeah, this I have to go with Portugal. I have to be realistic.
You know what? I was in the It's Coming Home train, so yeah, I would have gone with England, but two votes here. So the Portuguese, it is, you know, having, that's why I don't want England to come first, because then we face Group F opponent. So I guess coming second is better in our better. So yeah, let's go to the next one, which is Netherlands against Sweden. Netherlands, remember, have Frank de Boer as their manager, who Jose Mourinho once quoted as the worst manager in Premier League history. So keep that in mind and make your prediction.
I'll go with the Netherlands though, because again, no.
I would go with Netherlands.
Yeah,
actually, even I would go with this.
So, it doesn't matter what Jose Mourinho says.
Exactly.
Right? They have their players in... Yeah, maybe they will miss Van Dijk in the defense. But they have, like, they have Frenkie de Jong. Yeah, Memphis Depay. There's so many talented players. The Juventus centre-back, De Ligt. So they have a pretty impressive squad. They have got nothing to lose, like England for that matter. They are going in through and through with this.
Yeah. Even have the Man United bench player, what's his name, Van de Beek. He might get some minutes.
Yeah,
Why not?
But he's injured, I guess. He's out of the Euros.
Oh, he's out. Sorry. Yeah, Wijnaldum. He'll be there. So.
Yeah, even Wijnaldum.
Yeah, this is a very tough one. Turkey, Denmark. I'm going with Denmark because of that spine. Delaney, Eriksen, Christensen, Kyle, Schmeichel, leader, back me. Turkey could win this as well. So, what are your thoughts?
I'll agree with Mohit here, Denmark.
I'll agree with Denmark. Yeah, they have a pretty good squad in all terms of areas. As Karthik said, like, Turkey have a pretty good squad in defense, but Denmark have been good in all the areas overall. So yeah, Denmark it is then.
Okay, here we go. The first quarterfinal, and this is very interesting. Belgium against Italy. Bahut tactical battle was up there between Roberto Martinez and Mancini. Two quality, decent enough managers, you could say. There are not much decent managers in this tournament. So when two great managers come up, we have to highlight that. I know my personal opinion, I guess Italy's midfield, I can see it kind of doing the trick and tactically getting better over Belgium, but firepower bhi hai unke paas. Lukaku ek do maar diya idhar kidhar se bhi, and Lukaku knows most of the Italian lads because of the same league thing, and Inter ke pod players hai Italy mein, so that is one thing. A lot of factors come into this game. I'd go with Italy, but yeah, what are your thoughts in this?
I'll go with Italy too, because like you said, the midfield is going to be crucial. And yeah, I feel Boccia khelega, because, you know, obviously our player, Jorginho, we know how, you know, he can, you know, be like the one who handles the midfield, you know, he can calm the play down. So I feel that Italy could do well. But again, like you said, Lukaku dar ek do agar kidhar se bhi maar diya, and, you know, De Bruyne could be, you know, uska magic hua kuch. Or, you know, Eden Hazard, you never know. He could, you know, become his, he could be back to his prime. Eden Hazard, jo Chelsea jab chhod ke gaya tha, wo Hazard agar aaya, so who knows, Belgium can go through. But yeah, right now I would say Italy going through here.
So yeah, since both of you have done it for Italy, so I'm gonna back Belgium for this, because because why not? Like, they can turn up. Why not?
Definitely,
They have that squad. So yeah, all those points being mentioned, let's go ahead and put our vote to Italy for now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big call from us, because, you know, people would have thought Belgium, let's be honest, on paper, they are the better team, but football isn't played on paper.
Yeah.
It's played on the pitch. So, yes, the Italians.
It's an to go anywhere one-off game. You cannot say anything about one-off games.
Oh, it's in Munich. Okay, so France v Croatia, repeat of the World Cup final. Yeah.
Will Croatia get the redemption, or will France taste to create another tie? What do you guys think?
It is in St. Petersburg. Aray bhai, location bhi Russia mein.
So, wow.
But again, I'll go with France again. You know, after upset hoga Croatia, because France ka team is insane. I just have to say that, because, you know, I feel, yeah, France going through, I can see that.
Yeah. Even I'll go with France this time, because... And go the country. So yeah, he's the one deciding factor for me. So yeah, he'll go, France will go through anyways.
Yeah, that says it, that one word, you know. Como el sape, cante.
Pate, engolo, cante. It's a pretty good song, you know.
Yeah,
it's in my head every time.
Ali Jihu bhi hai, you know, our guy. And then, yeah. It's so much stacked, that team. Kitna,
exactly.
अभी कितने लोग वो यार घर बैठ वीजा बैन नहीं आता जैसे टॉप प्लेयर वो घर बैठा है उसको लिया भी नहीं आ रहा सोचा था कितना अच्छा टीम है एंड देन वी हैव
ही प्लेड द फ्रेंडली दो ही इज देयर इन द स्क्वाड
ओह ही इज देयर ओह दैट्स ग्रेट
या
देन वी हैव अ वेरी अनदर माउथ वाटरिंग क्लैश ऑफ नेबर्स
वाओ
व्हिच प्रोड्यूस्ड द मोस्ट वॉच्ड गेम ऑफ 2018 वर्ल्ड कप बिकॉज़ वन सर्टेन गाय टुक अ हैट्रिक सो उसके वजह से स्पेन अगेंस्ट पोर्चुगल दिस इज टफ This is very tough.
Yeah,
Spain have a better manager, you could say, in Luis Enrique. He's top notch.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a Champions League winner in Cesar Azpilicueta, who now actually could have a shout for captaincy because Busquets has got the virus and Ramos is obviously not called. So maybe he could be captain. You never know. But Portugal have all that flair in attack and everything. So yeah, I'll actually controversially go with Spain here for some reason. I just think Enrique has this thing, a special something with the players. Enrique is a better manager. And obviously for me, a manager plays an important role than players. But yeah, Portugal have the better squad, of better bunch of players, you can say. What are your thoughts?
I'll go with Portugal here because, you know, Spain ka team is decent, but Portugal ka is insane. And I don't see Spain mein, like a goal scorer. I don't see anyone who can, you know, actually score goals for them in this tournament. I don't know, striker unka hai kaun, Morata. Yeah, exactly. Matlab, wo pata nahi yaar, usko, matlab, I don't know, Diego Costa select hua hai kya? Is he in the squad? I don't think so.
He's in the squad.
Morata ko rakke agar tum khelne wale tournament, to definitely I don't see you all going through. So yeah, I'll go with Portugal.
Yeah, even I have to go with Portugal here because no matter how much the manager is brilliant, you need the players to work it off. So, you know, Portugal have been unchanged. The manager has been there for a couple of years. The new players coming in quickly, like they are settling in well. So, yeah, Portugal will definitely go through to this one. I don't think this would be a tough fight. But, yeah, Portugal should easily cruise through it. Sorry, all due respect to my capitan. But, yeah, Portugal has to go through this.
Yeah, so Portuguese winning, it is there. No, Cristiano Ronaldo factor bhi hai. You cannot not count him in SA games. So that is one another thing. And we have another tied game, which is Netherlands against Denmark. You know, I'd go... I mean, it's not contrast nahi hai teams, man. Netherlands have a big name, you could say. And a certain midfield is arguably better. But Denmark bhi decent hi hai. And in my opinion, Denmark do the upset here because... Frank de Boer, unka manager in Netherlands, ka, and he's gone, he's been shit. And even with Netherlands for practice games, hara hai. Meko hai agenda, de Boer agenda. I run that here, and I'm actually going for the upset. Denmark, the small team to go all the way. But yeah, what are your thoughts?
I'll go with Denmark as well. I don't know why, because I just have a feeling that this tournament Denmark might do well. And again, matlab, Netherlands ka team, we know it's really, really good with the players you all mentioned here. Pehle. But yeah, I'll agree with Mohit. Upset, maybe I can see that happening. Yeah, I'll go with Denmark, yes.
Yeah, even hands on, hand full support to Denmark on this one. So yeah, I have to go with this one.
No, the Netherlands arguably have the better squad, but manager. Even Denmark, I don't know the manager.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much he is. So Yeah, for that. All due respect to Frank De Boer, was a great player at his time, more time. And now we are in the semi-finals, all at Wembley. So, yeah, Italy against France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two romantic nations, two nations with history, and a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm going with Italy. So the reason being, they have been very good for the last couple of months. They have been undefeated for 26 games, as I said, with Jorginho and the likes of Barella, who are workhorses in the midfield, who completely dominate the midfield. As Jorginho is one hell of a player, like, people don't see through him of how he reads the game. But yeah, this will be a tough fight, but this will be the biggest upset in this competition, as I can say. Like, I predict this one. So yeah, I have to go with Italy with this one.
A very interesting
pretty interesting there. But again, I think our France ka team is, no offense to Italy, okay, they are a good squad, and like this, like Ritharat said, midfield is, you know, Barella, Jorginho, and they have a good side. But again, France has to go through here, because, you know, firepower zyada hai team mein unka. And I see there are match savers in the squad, because agar, you know, if they are one goal down or something, that they have players who can, you know, come on as a substitute as well. And for starting 11, maybe players have who can change the game. So yeah, I'll go with. And midfield compare kiya to Jorginho versus Kante. I mean, everyone knows who's going to do well. So yeah, France, go through here.
Yeah, two Chelsea boys coming up against each other there.
Yeah.
बहुत अच्छा midfield तो है Italy का, but then you have Pogba and Kante works really good together in France. Club का छोड़ो, Pogba nation country का तो एकदम मचा ही देता है. That's what he's known for. And I think that
he's Pogba, the country.
Yeah. Yeah. France का midfield will also do all right, and then उनका attack तो Italian center backs are they quick enough? To catch Kylian Mbappe.
That would be a great battle to watch. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tactical battle to Didier Deschamps against Mancini. Again, two very good managers.
I'm clearly going on the current form of Italy right now. So yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, but then France ka form isn't even economic.
Yeah. So yeah, you have the majority, so you can go with France. Yeah, no doubt.
It's difficult, but yeah, just too good. France could lose here to Croatia. You never know. France could lose to Russia.
So let's do that all over again, shall we?
No. So yeah, France for me, and then we are in the second. Ye karo decide.
Shit, this I'm going with Portugal here.
Yeah. So even I'm going with easy. Portugal. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess bahut acha run raha. Of Denmark. Very sweet journey, but I guess it will end here in the hands of the Portuguese. And we have a repeat of the 2016 final. Oh, itne boring hum log.
We arrived at the same conclusion.
Of the 20, only difference is this time Portugal are much, much stronger, and they won it obviously last time.
Stronger.
They are very much stronger than that. Team. And even France are obviously a lot stronger than the 2016 team. So here we are at Wembley Stadium. Ekdam proper final hoga. Martin Garrix aayega ceremony ke liye, sab gaayega wo. And then final hoga. So yeah, your predictions for the big one.
So yeah.
I'll let Ritharaj go first.
Yeah, so you didn't let my team go through. So I have to say Portugal, because you didn't let Italy go through. So I was hoping like you guys will support Italy to win this Euro. But no, yeah, it's okay. It's fine. I have to go with Portugal here, because I have stated the strong points as earlier mentioned. Like, they have in the group stage also, like they have been so good with the team. They have, the manager has been there for around a couple of years. The squad's good. So yeah, the Portugal is easily winning. This the final would be quite one-sided, I feel.
One-sided in France and Portugal.
Yeah.
Portugal will win it again.
I mean, I'll go with, France in finals are very good. They can just shut up shop. They can do that defensively. They are tight. I know Croatia against the final. I would do Lloris Casino or a Mandžuk, which absolute banger. Mana. But other than that, you know, if you saw in the World Cup how France did a job on Belgium, just didn't allow them to score. You know, France can defend well. They, gaps, Didier Deschamps hai aisa, matlab, wo, compact. Actually, even Portugal play very similar. Even they are like compact, jagah mat do kind of football. But then with that flair, they have an attack maybe. You know, that's a different thing. France attackers, they have to run back and defend.
In the France squad, like the France squad can exhaust like the midfield. God forbid if anything happens in through the midfield players of France, not necessarily Kante, but this Pogba as well. So there are a couple of players who like we are not considering the factors of player fatigues and everything. So with all that, you know, just playing those algorithms with my mind, I'm saying like Portugal is gonna win.
Yeah, Karthik, what are you going for?
You know, like you said, like unka dono ka system is quite similar, France and Portugal. But I'll take the age factor into consideration here because France have really, really young players in the squad. Matlab, I don't think ek bhi unka 30 cross. I think there's Olivier Giroud and Benzema. That's it, I guess. The like more than 30. I don't feel any.
I mean,
Even Kante is now like almost 30.
Yeah, so it all comes down to me then. Oh, very nice. Yeah, it's anyone could win this. Okay, it's a final. Anyone could win this. And nobody thought Chelsea would beat City, but we did it, right? So
yeah.
If Portugal could win, they could. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo turns up in finals. Yeah, Bernardo Silva, Joao Felix, you know, they have talent ki kami nahi hai. Bruno. Yeah, Moutinho, Neves, team. But in France, you know, Griezmann, Mbappe, Koeman, apna Oli Giroud, he another guy who turns up in finals. And N'Golo Kante, who always turns up. And in finals, he has some beast mode. Ekdam kuch aur hi mode mein jata hai wo. No, so Kante already has Messi in his list. It's time to put Cristiano Ronaldo in that list now. And yes.
Yeah, that would be good.
Wow, that was poetic. wow, this was amazing. Oh, so France winning the Euros after the World Cup.
Yeah, and I'll save this as well. Chelsea Thane could win some good prizes if everything goes our way. You know?
Yeah. I feel France can win it this year.
Yeah, so we've gone through a major part of the episode tonight, and yeah, let's wrap up with some like basic questions of, you know, top goal scorer, dark horse, or something like that. So, yeah, who is going to be the top goal scorer in the tournament according to our predictions? Keep that in mind because the team which goes further, has a chance to get their players on this list. So, yeah, who's your top goal scorer?
It's Mbappe for me. As they win the Euros, if they are winning the Euros, then surely Mbappe has to be the one main contributing factor for France. So for me, it's Kylian Mbappe for sure.
I started this, before recording started. I said Benzema, so I'll stick to him because again, I know he's injured right now, and shayad tournament end. I think till the time group stages and all finish, I think he'll be back and he will be scoring a lot of goals, I feel, this time.
He'll still get goal scorer. That's interesting. Yeah, I think since we put Portugal in the final, and it's this guy's last Euro and he's been a legend for the game, I'll give this to Cristiano, the guy. Winning the top scorer.
He could be top scorer.
He has a trophy for himself, so yeah, he'll be happy with that. इंस्टाग्राम में डाल देंगे.
वाओ
नहीं 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 डालेंगे वो.
सो ही एंड्स अप एज द टॉप स्कोरर एंड ही गोज इन कांटेस पॉकेट एज वेल. वाओ
या या
दैट्स प्रीटी
फाइनल मैन फाइनल मैन या 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 सो या एज अ टॉप स्कोरर हु आर योर डार्क हॉर्सेस अ टीम व्हिच पीपल डोंट एक्सपेक्ट हु कुड डू एंड अपना प्रेडिक्शंस माइंड में रखना रख सकता है बट यू नो यू कुड हैव समवन एल्स एज वेल फील फ्री. सो हु इज योर dark horse for Euro 2020? I'll go with Turkey because manager and unka qualification mein they have been very good. They've defeated some top teams. I think they defeated Spain and system Kalinoglu ka chance create karta hai ekdam compact hai. They remind Greece jaisa nahi hai. Greece were like to full on defense. उनका वो एक ही सिस्टम था पास द बस एंड कॉर्नर में गोल मारो. ग्रीस वर लाइक रियली बट यू नो सिमिलर नॉट उतना गंदा. इनको ये लोग को खेलना आता है लेकिन पास नॉट लाइक ग्रीस वन वाज़ द ग्रेटेस्ट एवर. यू नेवर हैव समथिंग लाइक दैट हैपनिंग अगेन. सो या टर्की फॉर मी. यू ऑल कैन टेक योर डार्क हॉर्सेस.
सो इट्स डेनमार्क फॉर मी गोइंग डीप इनटू द कंपटीशन एज वी प्रेडिक्टेड बिकॉज़ द स्क्वाड्स गुड. The team chemistry between them is good. Schmeichel, Eriksen, Christensen, all this sense we getting together and going deep into this competition. So yeah, Denmark is the dark horse for me.
For me, I don't know. We both of all didn't expect Scotland to I think हम लोग ने उनको कब निकाला group stage में निकाल दिया शायद.
No, we put them through the group stage.
But yeah, I still go with Scotland here because I feel they have a really, really good squad and I feel they're going to be my choice here.
Yeah, Scotland could be a proper dark horse. Nobody's expecting much for their first tournament. They're playing England at Wembley, which is huge for them. Like, if they win that game, they're not going to shut up about that for like 50 years that they beat England at Wembley. So it's huge. It's a massive rivalry, England-Scotland. So that'll be interesting to watch. And yeah, let's go to the next one. Who is going to be the major disappointment for you? A team which, you know, we expect to do good and they don't end up doing good. And I know I'll go first and I'll do it here. Okay. And that is, they might even like be disappointed in the group as well. I'm not a prediction keeper dependent. And I'll go with controversial Gareth Southgate's England. There's a very good chance he doesn't win any of his group games. There is a chance. Okay, I won't be surprised. There's a very good chance he puts Sterling, Harry Kane and Rashford. Aisa kuch kar de ho. There's a very good chance he can do that. He'll play kuch kya pata, three at the back and then he'll put Henderson who's been injured 3 months. Wo Henderson aur Rice ko saath mein khilayega. And वो माउंट को भी नहीं खेला. I think he'll play Mount. Okay, he'll play with Mount. He'll not go with, you know, इतना Foden ऐसा इतना अच्छा टॉट टैलेंट है ऊपर आगे going to forward. Grealish इन सब को बिठा देगा and then country में unrest होएगा and then you know what happens in England.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it'll be fun. Even though I support England, it'll still be fun to watch the meltdown. So yeah, for that reason, my disappointment is England. You all can go with yours, whatever it is.
So mine would be, as I said, Belgium. Like they were out in the quarterfinals, I guess. So I didn't. I expected them to go deep into the competition. Like I expect them, but I think like they would also, you know, they would burn out in the later stages of the competition as they don't have a squad as deep as France or as Portugal. So yeah, they might, you know, lag on to this one. So this year. So yeah, they are the disappointment. Would be the disappointment if anything like this happens.
Okay. And for me, I think ये बहुत surprising होगा for most of the people here listening. I am going with Spain. I go with Spain because again, like I said, उनका team, I don't see anything ऐसा over से बहुत अच्छा कुछ दिख नहीं रहा है मेरे को उनके team में. And I really feel they could actually get out in the group stage itself because Poland and Sweden could be, you know, going through. But yeah, Spain, so obviously you never know what's going to happen. But for me, yeah, disappointment, if I have to select one, I'll go with Spain.
Yeah, that could actually happen. Spain could cause a lot of pain for their people by going out early. That could happen. So yeah, very much a chance. You know, ek to Ramos ko sab nahi leke gaya, idhar ek bhi Madrid player ko nahi.
Exactly.
वैसे भी मतलब मैड्रिड फैंस एकदम फुल अगेंस्ट हो गया एनरिके का ऑलरेडी सम दिस सो या इट कुड हैपन या इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग यू नो एनी अदर क्वेश्चंस वी हैड
नो सो दिस वाज आवर टाइम विद द यूरोस 2020 आवर प्लेयर्स गोइंग इनटू द यूरोपियन स्क्वाड You know, lots of predictions there to make, lots of predictions, lots of disappointments, lots of surprises. But yeah, we made it through. You have to watch this on YouTube if you want to get the whole immersive experience, because just listening to this won't make it. You can check out on YouTube, like Chelsea Thane Blues on YouTube. We have our channel. You can subscribe to us give us some likes over there to view the predictions. Like, we have a proper website by UEFA, so we have done it in that. So I recommend you to go to YouTube and check it out. And as far as our regular Spotify listeners, it's okay if you can't check out on YouTube. Yeah, you are hearing us, I know. So thank you for the constant support. And yeah, Mohit and Karthik, as always, being there with us. Mohit, the great host, thank you for everything, and thank you for this prediction episode. This was something really different. And yeah, this was our time.
Yeah, thank you for listening. All of you legends, if you made it all this far, you know, if you aren't a part of Chelsea Thane, feel free to DM us on Instagram, Twitter. All links will be below. Do follow us everywhere as well. Also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Sab kuch karna, sab links description mein hai. Yeah, check that out. And yeah, thanks for listening and enjoy the Euros. It's here.